Welcome back. Now that we are inside of the dashboard, what we can do is go to our profile area, and we're going to go to our account settings. You can start by giving your company a name and then uploading your company image or logo to this area. You can upload your logo from your hard drive. You can then save your logo. You can update your company address. And then once you do that, you can edit your ClickFunnels subdomain. You're going to click the drop-down arrow, and what you're going to do is you're going to write in a subdomain that you can use if you're not going to use your own domain with ClickFunnels. You'll get a notice that your subdomain is updated. You can then edit your time zone settings. Now, in terms of your affiliate settings, you'll notice that you have been given an affiliate ID. And what you can do is you can leave on your ClickFunnels affiliate badge. That means then that individuals can earn every time someone purchases ClickFunnels by coming to your ClickFunnels badge. You can also turn off this setting. Now, for the sake of this video, we are going to leave our WordPress API key turned off. This will allow you to integrate ClickFunnels with your WordPress website. At the end, you'll see some beta features that you can activate inside of your ClickFunnels account. And in order to turn them on, you will then need to click the status to enabled. Otherwise, you can leave them at the default setting and leave them turned off. Once you've made your changes, you can then click Save. You're then going to see an area for sub-users, and this will allow you to set up someone to be able to edit and work with your account. To do that, you're going to click Invite Subuser. You're going to write that individual's email in this dialog box. Now, you can give the user full permissions by leaving this area enabled. You can also decide on specific areas that you're going to give the individual by toggling on this button. We're going to leave this button toggled on. We are then going to click Send Invite. You'll then see that the individual's invitation is going to be pending. That individual will then see an invitation in their email box. We are going to unblock the spam notification. You'll see then that the ClickFunnels notification will then be available. We're then going to click Accept Invite. Now, as of the recording of this video, there is an unsafe notification for that individual getting an email from the domain. So you're going to want to let the individual that you're inviting to your ClickFunnels system know of this possibility. That individual will then accept the terms of service. They'll then need to accept the affiliate agreement and then click Submit. They will then have access to a ClickFunnels dashboard, which will allow them to update your account. If you go back and refresh the page at your account by clicking F5, you'll then see then that the individual will then have full access. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I will see you in another video.